my next guest is the senior Capitol correspondent for Great Lakes News in Lansing. He's a Hillsdale College graduate and a guy who has his nose in other people's business pretty much all the time. Well, it is his job, after all. Shadrach Straley here from Great Lakes News. Shadrach, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Good to have you here. So you had to change your plan yesterday because the governor had set a press conference, if I'm not mistaken, to discuss the budget, to discuss fixing the damn roads and all of those things. And then all of a sudden, about this time yesterday, we learned that, the governor was backing completely away from her demand, her ultimatum, really, that there be a plan to fix the roads before she would agree to any budget deal. She walked completely away from that, didn't she?
Yeah, no, I don't think I was the only one who was surprised. It seems like the entire pundit world in Michigan right now is kind of reeling from what was a huge walk back. You know, I mean, we're no stranger to Governor Whitmer walking back on things. I mean, I guess the most famous example would be her calling, you know, Schutte crazy for saying she would raise the gas tax by 20 cents and that, you know, claiming, you know, planning to raise it to 40, over 40 when she was elected.
Right.
But, you know, there's a certain level of, I don't know, it was definitely against character in every way. In hindsight now, you know, we have 2020, it makes more sense, you know, strategically, et cetera. But in the moment, I mean, everybody was prepared to go to that press conference at 9 a.m. on Monday and hear her, you know, kind of sing the same song about how she's given the Republicans X amount of chances, how the electorate needs to, you know, respond to it, et cetera, et cetera. And no, she just met with them over the weekend and they reached an agreement, which, I, you know, who knows how this is going to impact her in the long run. But
right. Makes me wonder.
It
did result in some pundit reflex syndrome, apparently. Pundit reflex syndrome, it's a term I've just coined, Shadrach, as the whiplash occurred all across the capital city and around the state. What do you mean she backed away? I mean, because it was a week ago or less. She said, I mean, no uncertain terms. Here's the deal. I get a deal to fix the roads or there is no discussion on the budget. But apparently, you know, Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey and House Speaker Lee Chatfield, along with the governor, they figured something out over the weekend. Don't you wish you could have been a fly in that room?
Exactly. Exactly. Now, I mean, her press secretary just last week said that the Republicans were headed for a quote-unquote Trump-style shutdown. I mean, they were using strong, strong language. They were ready for battle. And, you know, this war hawk became a dove very quickly.
And we're a long way away from the election, that's for sure. So there's a lot of separation between now and any time this governor would face the voters again, obviously. But yet it still makes me wonder, is there a political price to be paid for this? It shows me the governor doesn't have much political capital to play with at this point. And clearly the Democrats want to make a run to control the state house and the state Senate coming up next November in 2020, of course. Does this move the needle in their favor, move it against them? Does it have any effect at all? What do you think?
I think it kind of depends on how it all works out eventually. The only problem I see is that the governor doesn't necessarily have the same leverage that she used to. And so the likelihood of it working out in her favor is fairly low. You know, she repeatedly said she would veto any budget that did not include a substantial change to road funding. And so now she's in a position where she doesn't have that power over the legislature anymore. She can't threaten that veto because they agreed not to have that veto. And, you know, we'll see how it progresses over the course of the next year or so, but at the same time, we're all sitting here wondering what kind of tricks could she possibly pull to get what she wants from the legislature. I'm sure that the legislature is going to create a road funding deal. So far, they've shown themselves to be willing to communicate and talk and put something together like they're doing with the budget right now. But will it be to the level that Whitmer could use as a political victory? I think that's kind of where the surprise will come.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and that's the thing. Yeah, I wonder, are they going to be able to move it off center at all now? I mean, what can you move forward? Obviously, the 45 cent per gallon gas tax didn't go anywhere. I mean, that was pushed back out. And you wonder if a 20 cent gas tax was put forward, would that move? Because you're right, there's no leverage left. There's no incentive for the Republicans to help her get this done, to keep that promise. I mean, let's just, you know, look at Washington, the way they block anything put forth by the president. I could see something similar happening here. Why help her with her political problem, right? Because it does become a political problem at some point. I mean, if it sits there long enough, it becomes an issue.
Yeah, I think here we have to look to a difference between political posturing and kind of the reality of what goes on in Lansing. You know, Governor Whitmer yesterday after a press conference was talking to reporters, and she said she felt like she was the adult in the room. Like, you know, sometimes, you know, we gotta, you gotta make some, you know, gotta break some eggs. You gotta be the adult. You gotta, you know, these children are running around. You know, all of that. I'm sure that if you were to talk to the senator and, you know, the speaker about it, they'd say, okay, yeah, you know, this is just the game that we're playing right now. You know,
right.
I'm sure that when you're talking about the center, when you're talking about a 20-cent gas tax, I mean, the Republicans in leadership, at least, you know, different from the rank and file for sure, have shown themselves really open to having a conversation and trying to make a tangible change that would please most people. So, yeah, I think that if this continues and the governor keeps posturing and attempting to kind of like whittle a, you know, political victory out of it, there might be a reality where everybody sort of walks away smelling like a rose. But we'll have to see.
I guess we'll keep an eye on it. Shadrach Straley from Great Lakes News, the senior capital correspondent based in Lansing, focusing on politics and business. And this kind of involves all of those things. Shadrach, greatly appreciate your input today.
Oh, thank you very much for having me back.
There you have it.
My pleasure.
Thank you. GreatLakesNews.org, if you want to find out more, keep up on this story, GreatLakesNews.org, and follow on Facebook and Twitter as well. Shadrach, you know, Hillsdale College graduate, give the guy some love, would you? Follow him on Facebook and Twitter. There you go. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. It's the Steve Gribbers Show. Judge Jeanine Pirro, not too far away. Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, her latest bestseller. We'll talk about it on The Steve Gribbers Show.